This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jay Powell went up to Capitol Hill today, as we told you yesterday on this program that he would, faced questions on inflation and recession and all of those things. Want to touch, though, on something that the Fed chair said as a way to set up our first story today, and that is this. Inflation was a thing in this economy long before gas prices went up and before Russia went into Ukraine. It was all that pandemic pent-up demand. And we all know people are pretty much done with the pandemic. Companies and industries are as well. Uber is bringing back ride sharing in some big cities. Broadway, which has been notoriously cautious this whole time, is lifting its mask mandate on July the 1st. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has the corporate pandemic conundrum.
To be clear, the pandemic is not over. The federal government declared COVID a public health emergency in January of 2020, and it renews that declaration about every 3 months. But Lindsay Leininger, a professor of public health at Dartmouth, says there aren't official data points to signal the end.
It's a feeling, really.
That feeling is dictated by a mix of official and unofficial entities, public health experts, local governments, schools, and increasingly corporations, which she says can be good.
I find it puzzling that we wouldn't look to companies. They run large operations.
They have a lot of information about what's happening in the world, and they're nimble. If you think back, it was big companies that took pandemic precautions first. Sports venues canceled events before governments limited public gatherings. Airlines began requiring employee vaccinations before Washington moved to require big companies to. Kasali Simon is a health economist at Indiana University.
Some companies are large enough that they can be the trendsetters.
With tightening restrictions and loosening them too. Shakir Zara is a professor of strategy at the University of Minnesota.
It is a big, big contest between making profit and staying safe, staying healthy.
Companies are toggling between what shareholders want versus what its employees and customers want. He says increasingly, the latter is having a bigger impact.
This is part of a bigger, bigger debate about the social contract we have with public companies and the changing role of social expectations of these companies.
He says businesses are increasingly having to take a stance on issues like Black Lives Matter and the war in Ukraine. So why not public health? I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.